Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Free from All Fears. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And he goes on to say, verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. And even way back then, people were skipping church. People were laying out in huge numbers. But he said, don't do that. Have you ever heard people tell you, well, now, I just believe that my house can be my church. I like to go out in nature and fellowship with God. Well, great. Nobody said you couldn't. But that doesn't change the fact that the Bible says you're not to forsake the assembling of yourselves together. We're supposed to come together in a group, right? And among other reasons, this one, he said we're to provoke each other. What does that mean? Well, that means if I get a new car, and I don't mean, you know, I didn't do something weird to get it. The Lord blessed me with it. Then you say, hey, I can have a new car too. Right? There's no competition, but you're stirred up. And I come in and find out that you have 3 vacation homes. I know some folk don't like this, but I'm just going to camp right here on it. Then I get stirred up and go, well, hey, why couldn't I have another vacation home?
That's right?
Amen. Somebody, the Lord used them to lead 50 people to the Lord. And you say, well, hey, God could use me, right? I mean, you hear a testimony that somebody, and I'm not a preacher, but somebody from the church here laid hands on somebody and they were gloriously healed from a terminal disease. And you think, well, hey, I got hands.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
Why can't I lay hands on somebody? You see what we're talking about? See, if you stay off to yourself, then you get to thinking you know everything. And you get to thinking you're doing so wonderful and so good and you know so much. But when you go throw it in the mix of other people that's believing God, you can come to reality and realize, huh, I ain't doing so hot. I mean, I'm not where they are, right? And there's not this competition. It's just this, let's all come up together, right? We're stirred. It's another word for provoked. We're prodded and moved to come on up. And we need that on the regular basis. He said, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Verse 26. Well, let me read the rest of verse 25. Exhorting one another so much the more as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully after that we've received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. Verse 30, he said, we know him that has said, vengeance belongs to me. I'll recompense, says the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a what? Fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. This is New Testament, right? Is this a fact? It's a fact. Now, let's keep reading. Go on over to the 12th chapter is where I'd like for you to go now. Chapter 12. We're talking about the fear of the Lord this morning. And we haven't digressed at all because the fear of the Lord displaces every other fear. Did you hear me? Keep that in mind now. When you fear the Lord as you should, you'll not be afraid of the devil. You'll not be afraid of sickness. You'll not be afraid of accidents. You'll not be afraid of men. Right? Let the Lord be your fear, that scripture said. And when you fear him, you need fear nothing else.
Glory.
Not anything else. In Hebrews 12, this tells about when God met Moses and the people of Israel on the mount, where he gave them the Ten Commandments and the law. And the scripture says in verse 18, Hebrews 12, 18, he said, you are not come to the mount that might be touched and that burns with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest. and the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them any more, for they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touched the mountain, it'll be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said what? Moses, who had talked with the Lord face to face, he said, I exceedingly fear and quake. How many understand that our God is an awesome God? The Lord told them through Moses, he said, tell the people to get ready. I'm going to meet with them. Tell them to wash their clothes and clean up and prepare and abstain from certain things for a few days and meet me at this mountain. Well, I'm sure they all thought that was great. We're going to meet God. Whew. We're going to meet God. And so they all showed up out there, and early that morning before daylight, there was this fire that came and sat on the mountain, and it engulfed the whole mountain, and it ascended out of sight into heaven. Awesome sight. And it just burned and burned and rolled for hour after hour. And then there was this trumpet that came out of it that never paused. And the people did not pop out and go, hey, there's Jehovah. Cool. Yeah, that's my daddy-o God. Moses, who had talked to God face to face in the glory cloud. He knew God. He'd seen God. But, oh, man, he shook. He was shaken. And when God spoke out of the fire, the Ten Commandments. And when he got through speaking it, the elders, of course, you know, it's millions of people down there. The elders of all the tribes, they came to Moses and they said, please, you go talk to him. We are afraid if we hear his voice again, we won't live. Now, God does not want us to be scared of him so that we pull away. But we do need to understand who we're dealing with, right? He's not the version of God and Jesus that some people talk about today. I mean, they have a watered down commercial Jesus. How many understand God is not a charismatic God? He's not a Baptist God. He's not a Presbyterian God. He's not a Catholic God. He's not even a Jewish God. He is the creator of heavens and earth before there was ever any group of people. Right? He's fire from his loins up and from his loins down. He's everywhere present. He knows everything. There's nothing impossible to him. Oh, he's awesome. I said he's awesome. And the problem that has developed is because God doesn't demonstrate himself in the earth like that every day. He chooses not to. Let me explain this a little bit further. How many understand that God could rid the earth of unbelievers before nightfall? By simply, he could manifest himself and his presence in the earth so that within an hour, there would be nobody on the planet who doubted God's existence. It'd be very easy for him. Somebody, why doesn't he do that? He does not want to. He chooses not to. He doesn't want people serving him just out of terror or serving him because they think they have no choice. He set it up to where he will only receive those who believe him without seeing him. Who commit to him without any coercion or force. How many understand you can't have real love if it's forced? You can't have real faith if it's pushed. And so right now, there's this season where the faithful are being shown. Soon he is going to come back. And everybody's going to know. How many understand that soon and very soon there will be no atheists? Amen. There'll be no agnostics. Yeah. And there'll be no believers in other religions. Hallelujah. Amen. The smart ones believe in him now. Yeah. Yeah. Am I looking at any smart ones?
Yes.
Yeah. But because God is not manifesting himself in the earth like that, people can go on pretending like there's no God and living with no fear of God. What does that mean, no fear of God? No awareness of God, no faith of God, no reverence of God, no honor of God, no fear of judgment for their sin. You know, even with Christian people. So many times, because God is not real to Christians, they believe in him, but he's not real to them. People are more real to them than God is. So because of that, the fear of man is greater in their life than the fear of God. And this is one way it's evidenced, by always thinking, wonder what they think. Wonder what they think. Wonder what they, how they see me. Wonder how they look at me. Wonder how they think. Is that the most important thing?
No.
What's the most important thing? Well, the most important thing is how God sees you. Right? And see, fear of God, the reverence and respect and honor of God, will displace. If I have the solace and consolation that God is pleased with me and God accepts me, then why do I lay awake and lose sleep thinking about what men might think? Because God is so much greater than men. Are you with me now?
Yes.
People make decisions. They do things against their conscience, against their heart, out of fear of man. Why? Because the lack of the fear of God. The fear of God will keep you from sinning, won't it? You read in the scripture, I won't take time to go through them, but so many times individuals said, I can't do this. Why? Because I fear God. I won't do this. Why? Because I fear God. What does that mean? I believe in him. I'm aware of him. I'm aware of whether he's pleased with me or not. I reverence him and I fear his judgment. Right?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Fear of God, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R803G. That's R803G, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Keith and Phyllis Moore and the congregation of Faith Life Church will be welcoming Jesse Duplantis on Sunday, June 26th. Join us as Brother Jesse shares a mix of strong biblical preaching and hilarious life lessons. Service starts at 10 a.m. and child care will be provided. For more information, please visit our website, flcbranson.org, or call 417-334-9233.